and some of those discussions. Let's talk about some new programs possible, right?
Yes, the board's spent considerable amount of time discussing possible new programs. These aren't anything that they've decided on yet, but they're just exploring options. They may happen, they may not happen. But there's three proposed new programs for our school district. One would be starting our own in-house preschool. And so the board discussed that option for a considerable amount of time. And we also looked at an after-school archery program. We currently have archery within our high school FIED program. There's been a request to consider looking to start an after-school program, a competitive archery program that's going on with various with other school districts across the state. That would be both boys and girls. We're looking at maybe 7-12, or we could go down as far as 5-12 for after-school program. And then we also had a little bit of discussion on possible softball program, girls softball in the spring that's going on in school districts. More Class B school districts have picked up that program, so we're considering that also. So like I said earlier, these are still just at the discussion point. I think the board will probably look at trying to make a decision on some of these probably at our November board meeting. The board has also extended the invitation to the current Carrington Preschool board to come and just have a discussion with the Carrington School Board, and we're looking to have that meeting in early November.
Okay. All right. So all preliminary now. As far as the archery, do you know how many school districts participate in that right now across North Dakota? Is
not the exact number, okay. But I think there's information out there that the board had at their meeting that had that particular number. I don't have that brochure with me right now, but there are programs that they start running in December. They go through March. There's tournaments across the state where students compete in archery events. So it's something that we currently do in our FIED, and it's fairly popular. So I think we're just going to explore that option.
Okay. And then as far as the preschool thing, it's still preliminary. But if it would happen to go through, that would be probably at the new elementary that's going on right now, right? The construction, right?
Correct. That. Okay. If we started preschool, that would be probably looking at next fall. Okay. I think our new facility would have room available for that. And so it's something that we've looked at in the past couple of years with Mr. Short, myself, now Mrs. Helseth, the new elementary principal, and the board. And we're all looking at this discussion. And if, you know, we need to have that discussion also with the current Carrington Preschool. So we have set up a special meeting to meet with them on November 6th. And I think what we want to do is just have an open discussion and see what their thoughts are, what the impact would be if we started our own preschool. Would they look at rearranging their preschool a little bit to expand more into three-year-olds or something like that? So I you know, a lot of things are on the table right now with those discussions, but to get things open and moving forward, I think we just need to meet with them.
Okay. And then the softball, that would be for girls, and that would be springtime, right? Softball?
Correct. North Dakota High School Activities, they sponsor girls softball in the spring. And I think, you know, just recently we saw Harvey Wells County start up their own softball program. So the Class A is, they've had girls softball for many years, and now that's expanded into Class B. Not sure if, you know, if that's something that Carrington will start or not, but it's, you know, an activity that we're discussing, no different than archery.
Okay, sounds good. Give us an update on the construction going on at the school now.
Yeah, so besides those items, we also discussed construction. So the meeting was 3.5 hours, so we had a lot of discussion. The construction project's going well. I think if you drive by our campus right now, you'll see the south parking lot is almost done. I think it's done to the point that you won't see any more work in there until next summer. So most of the asphalt is put down. They'll put it down a final layer when the project is almost complete. And then they'll mark the lines and do the final touches on that parking lot. I think we need permanent lighting in that parking lot yet. So right now. We have just some temporary lighting. So that was a nice addition to our school. I think the kids enjoyed it. And in fact, we had a little ice cream parking lot party on the first day that they were done. So that was kind of neat. So also, you can see on the north side of the campus there, the drive-through is being finished, driving up to the front of the elementary school. That's where the drop-off will be. There'll be a parking lot on that side of the building also. And hopefully that'll almost be finished this fall too. For sure, the drive-through will be completed. I think they need that just to bring in materials for that facility. You can see that a lot of work has been done between the egg building and the new elementary school. So that is for deliveries also for food service and waste management when we run our facility. Right now, this week, the roofing contractor, that company has arrived, and they'll be roofing until probably Thanksgiving. They're hoping to get everything enclosed by Thanksgiving. You can see that, the steel framing still going on. The walls are going up on the exterior of the elementary school. So there is, the hope is by Thanksgiving that everything's enclosed. So there's still a lot of concrete slab to be poured inside the facilities, but they've made great progress since they put up the foundation walls, and now you see everything just being put together.
Talking this morning with Dr. Brian Dukeshire, superintendent for Carrington Schools, and like the gym walls, they're up like you said, and looking to enclose them then by Thanksgiving. So you'll probably see still construction happening over the winter months. I suppose kind of depends on the weather then, huh?
Yes, definitely. Right now, what you see, the Mason company, they're working on the south side. They're finishing up the locker rooms. They'll work all winter. I've talked to them several times, and they'll put on the exterior brick throughout the winter. So, yes, there'll be activities going on inside the facility, but also on the outside.
Okay. And as far as, school obviously still continuing, and is construction, distractions for school at all? It's kind of out of the way, right?
Yes, most of it is to the east of our high school. I think the only inconvenience that we've really had is that we can no longer walk just between the high school building and the egg education building. We used to go out the east side and just walk to that building. Now we have to go out the north side and come around the back side of the egg building to gain entrance. So that's the inconvenience that we have on a daily basis. But when the facility is all done, that they'll just walk through a hallway and between the two buildings, and that'll be a nice change.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, and moving right along. So still looking for next fall for completion, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Sounds good. Stopping in. Let's see. Next meeting is November 14th, right?
That's correct.
School board meeting next November 14th. It's a Tuesday. So we'll plan to have you on the 15th at 7:30 again. So
sounds good.